现在是一个很特别的时代。
We're living in a special time.
因为在这个时代的里面，好像好东西跟坏东西常常在一起，同时出现。
Because good and bad things seem to go together and they appear together often.
英国的作家狄更斯在他一本有名的小说《双城记》曾经这样说。
Dickens in his novel, Bookstead, has said this.
他提到一件事，他说。现在好像是一个充满着希望的春天。但是同时也好像是一个阴暗的冬天。一切看起来情势大好。但是又是情势大坏的时代。我们似乎万事俱备。但是又似乎一无所有。这个世代常常是如此的。英国另外一个作家王尔德也曾经有一句很有名的话，他说人生呢通常是只有两种结果。第一种结果呢，就是你所想要的你终于得到了。
First kindYou have got what you have desired.
另外一种呢，你所想要的你得不到。
The other one, you have hoped in vain.
但是两种的结果都是一样，都是一个悲剧。
But both of them end up as tragedy.
因为你想要的得不到呢，你感到很失望。
You are disappointed because you didn't get what you desired.
但是如果你得到你所想要的，结果你感到绝望。
But you have got what you have desired, and you think of going to despair.
所以我们当中很多还在找男朋友女朋友的，你常常会觉得很失望。
So the one who are seeking a girlfriend or boyfriend frequently you end up in disappointment.
但是有很多结婚的人正在很绝望。
But the one who are married live in despair.
所以呢，失望比绝望还好一点。
So being disappointed is a little bit better than being in despair.
所以有一个男孩子，当他的知道消息他的女朋友嫁给别人的时候，他非常的沮丧。我就安慰他说，没有关系，你今天很失望。
I try to comfort him and say you may be disappointed today.
你要知道，今天在婚礼上有一个人正在开始绝望了。
And I wasn't the one he comforted. Because we didn't know each other then.
当然，我们不希望失望，我们也不希望绝望。
Of course, we don't like to be disappointed or to be in despair.
我们希望有盼望。
We really wish to have hope.
所以我们在这两个极端之外，我们要找第三条路。
So in these two extremes, we don't want to find a third path.
圣经上有一本书常常提到盼望。
In one of the books in the Bible, frequently talk about hope.
那就是彼得前书。所以我们要从彼得前书来看活泼的盼望。在中文圣经的335页，彼得前书第一章。在彼得前书一共有四次提到盼望这个字。我们今天会看其中的三处经文。第一段我们要看的是彼得前书第一章第三节到第六节。我用中文念，那么您看英文圣经的请你自己读。彼得前书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他承造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神仁力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心具备试炼，就比那被火试验仍然仍坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。 第一段所提到的事情，关于活泼的盼望呢，盼望要有一个根基。
First, we talk about the living hope. The hope must have a foundation.
这个根基是什么呢
？What is it?
那就是重生的经验。
That is the experience of being born again.
因为在第三节曾经这样说。
Because the verse 3 has said.
他说。神曾经到自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这整句话里面有一个关键动词。
There's a pivotal verb in this verse.
在英文圣经你会发现，那个主要的动词就是重生。
In English, the pivot there is resurrection.
那个重生，它用几个字来加以形容。
There are several words used to describe what is resurrection.
他提到这个重生是照着神的怜悯而得到的。
It's obtained through God's mercy.
而且呢，是借着耶稣基督的死里复活。
And through Jesus being raised again from the dead.
同时呢，又带领我们进入永活泼的盼望里面去。
At the same time, it brings us into the living hope.
所以有三个附属子句围绕着这一个重生。
So there are three supplementary clauses.To bring us into being born again.
因此，重生是一个核心的焦点。
Therefore, it is the focus.
这个重生是因为神的恩典，神的怜悯。
It's being born again is because of God's grace and His pity.
而且也借着耶稣基督死里复活的这个事实。
And also through the fact of Jesus being raised from the dead.
所以我们得到这种重生。
Therefore, we have obtained.
然后这个重生的经验带领我们有活泼的盼望。
This experience will bring us to the living hope.
所以活泼的盼望的根基是那个重生的经验。
Therefore, the base of the hope of a living hope is because we've been born again of that experience.
这个重生的经验对于每一个基督徒来讲是一个非常宝贵的东西。
Being born again.It's a precious experience each Christian.
因为那个重生的经验不单是过去的历史的一个事实。
It's not only a historical fact in our life.
因为重生不单是我们过去某一天我决志成为基督徒的那一天的事实而已。
It's not only a fact of the day we have received Jesus.
包含着我现在每一天会经验到神如何更新我这个人。
But it also includes our daily experience how God renew us each day.
这种日复一天、日复一日、天复一天的这种的更新，会带给我们活泼的盼望。
And this daily renewal through the years will bring us the living hope.
所以我们的盼望不是一种英文所谓的 wishful 这种，只是一个期望，但是你却没有把握的东西。
A hope is not a wishful thinking.
这种盼望是有一个很坚固的、很牢靠的根基，因为有过去的经验做支柱的。
Because it is built on a firm foundation, and there are past facts to support that.
因为有这样的一个经验，所以你才能够有把握，你所盼望的事情是可以实现的。
Because of such a experience in the past, so you're sure that we will receive this what hope for the future.
所以。到底这个盼望是一个什么样的盼望呢
What kind of hope is this?
一方面第四节提到说这个盼望是一种不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残的盼望
Verse 4 say is a hope that is incorruptible that cannot be contaminated it will not fade away
因为这种盼望是一种在天上的基业
Because this is our inheritance such hope is our inheritance in heaven
这种盼望因为是在天上所以是很难形容的
Because it's heavenly, so it's indescribable.
因为很难形容的，所以圣经上每一次形容的时候，都用负面的方式来形容。
Because it's hard to describe, that's why it uses a rather unusual way, it's describing it outside.
通常我们形容一个很难形容的东西的话，我们通常都会说它不是什么，它不是什么，它不是什么，然后讲完了，剩下你就猜得出来它应该大概是什么。
Because we're describing a negative aspect by exclusion, it's not this, not that, but then finally, we'll guess what it is.
所以我们常常知道天堂不是什么。
So we frequently know what heaven is not.
可实际上很少说天堂是什么。
Because the Bible frequently infrequently say what is heaven.
所以能够确定知道天堂不是什么的话，你大概心里有数天堂好像是什么。
So you can be ascertain what heaven is not. So gradually you get a picture of what is heaven like.
他这边提到天上的基业是一个不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，那到底是什么？那剩下就是你自己想了。
So here you talk about this living hope that's not that's incorruptibleThat cannot be contaminated, it cannot be defiled, and will not fade away or finally. You're left to conclude, to draw your own conclusion.
但是这个盼望不仅仅是在未来的，而且不仅仅是在天上的。
But this hope is not to be reserved for the future. It's not reserved, restricted to be in heaven.
这个盼望也是应该是今天的在地上的一个事实，一个经验。
But this hope should be what happened today.What happened on earth?
只不过当你要得到现在的地上的这一个盼望的时候，你必须记得你的焦点要看到天上以及未来的。
But to receive something on earth, but you must focus your sight in heaven.
如果你眼睛不是看到天上跟未来的话，你一直看着眼前的时候，有一天你会忽然间不知道你在哪里。
Because if you don't look heavenward, you just look on earthSomeday you find out you're lost in ways.
所以第六节他强调一件事情。
So verse 6 is emphasized thing here.
他说，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
It says, in this great joy, though now for a little while you may have had suffer grief in all kinds, a little while you may have had suffer all kinds of trials.
因此这个词中文的翻译是因此，其实英文的翻译是说 for this, 是为了这个。
We say for this, not because of this.
这个 this, 这个东西是指什么呢？从希腊文的文法你会追溯到那个，就是指那个盼望。
What we talk about this here is about the hope.
所以他是说为了有这个活泼的盼望，所以我们大有喜乐。
It says for this great hopeThat's why we have great joy.
但是我们的喜乐却是在百般的试炼中。
But this joy is in the all kinds of trials.
基督徒的特征是什么？
What is characteristic of Christians?
基督徒的特征就是能够在百般的试炼中却常常大有喜乐。
That is, to be in all kinds of trials, still be joyful of Christians.
当然谈到试炼呢，你要注意有三个很重要的关键的形容词。
Here are three pivotal verbs when we talk about trials.
第一个形容词是百般的。
First adjective is all kinds.
听起来很可怕。
It's pretty frightening.
神要有百般的试炼。
God has all kinds of trials for us.
一般我们都怕死了，还要百般吗？
One kind is bad enough, so what about all kinds?
试炼有看得见的，有看不见的。
There are trials, seen or unseen.
有物质的，也有精神的。
The material trial or mental trial.
有内在的，也有外在的。
The internal or external trial.
就是百般的试炼。
That's what we talk about, all kinds of trial.
不过，当你谈到百般的试炼的时候，你要记得，圣经也有提到另外一个字。
But when we talk about all kinds of trial, there's another word pop up.
彼得前书第四章第十节又一次提到这个百般的。
And then the fourth chapter of the same book, it again talks about all kinds.
第四章第十节提到说有百般的恩赐。
It talks about all kinds of grace.
所以呢，有百般的试炼，可是也要记得还有百般的恩赐。
Therefore, for all kinds of trials, there are all kinds of grace to match.
所以百般的恩赐可以来应付百般的试炼。
So use all kinds of grace.We can deal with all kinds of trials we face.
所以放心。
So you can feel at ease.
兵来将挡，水来土掩。所以不是只有百般的试炼，却没有百般的恩典。但是百般的试炼也代表说，各式各样的生活当中的考验常常是多样化的。
Because they talk about all kind of tests we go through, because they are a lot of variations.
第二个形容词呢是暂时的。
The second adjective is temporary.
试炼都是暂时的。
Because all trials are temporary, of temporary nature.
总有一天会毕业的。
Someday go away.
不过时间的长短呢，有时候根据一些情况而定。
The length of the trial would depend upon the situation.
一方面老师会决定这个课该学多久。所以神知道你的试炼该承受多久。第二个呢，学生也多少会影响这一门功课要学多久。如果一直学不会，那你就继续学 lesson one 第一课吧。很多基督徒信主以后到现在还在读一年级。他会常常想，为什么我这个试炼好像没完没了的呢？原因很简单，因为你不开窍。你还没有学会第一课，所以不会有第二课的。有人在感情的事上是一而再，再而三，三而四，就是一直失败。
Some people in their emotion, they continue to fail.
其实这是暂时的。
Actually, this is temporary.
可是因为你一直没有学会。
Because you never learned your lesson.
所以这门功课就放不过你。
So you cannot pass the course.
学得快的人马上进入第二课。
Those who are fast learners quickly move up to lesson two.
我们生命会成长。
That's how our life will grow.
但是暂时的意思也代表说神在这里掌权。
But this being temporary, you see God in control.
所以神知道什么时候够了，停止了。第三个形容词，中文圣经你看不见。
The third adjective you will not find in Chinese Bible.
我不知道中文圣经为什么把这个字漏掉不翻译。
I don't know why it is being omitted.
英文圣经有这句话。
In English Bible we have such an adjective.
英文是 if it is necessary, 就如有必要。
So it says if it's necessary to have such trial.
试炼是如果有必要才会有的。
The trial are born of necessity.
神没有虐待狂。
God is not mean.
神不喜欢虐待他的儿女。
He will not mistreat his children.
但神知道什么时候是如有必要的时候。
But God knows when it's necessary for them to have.
为了那个必要，神容许暂时的有一些试炼临到你我。
Out of necessity, then he will allow temporary trial.
所以当你在试炼之中的时候
during the trial,
当你在软弱失败当中的时候
when you feel weak and failing,
你要记得如有必要。
Remember, it's a necessity.
既然这件事临到我，神一定认为有必要的。所以你应该换一个想法。
So you must rearrange your thinking.
孟子曾经这样说，
Mentioned it, said,
天将将大任于斯人也，必先劳其筋骨，苦其心志，行拂乱其所为，等等等等。我想别翻了。
He said, "For you to learn the lesson, you must go through all the trials."
当你在试炼中的时候
，when during the trials,
你应该赶快想到一件事情。
You must quickly think about this.
天将将大任于我。
If I'm going to give a big duty for heaven.
哇，我有这种荣幸来接受海军陆战队的受训。
So maybe I should be glad to put through the Marine boot camp.
所以你也感到很荣幸。
You should feel honored.
如果你最近生活风平浪静
，and you live a pretty tranquil life,
也许你觉得很快乐。
Maybe you feel happy.
我替你捏一把冷汗。
I worry about you.
有一些基督徒啊， 是神不给他试炼。
Some Christian that God will not allow them to be.
连魔鬼都懒得碰他。
Even the devil will not even touch them.
兵有很多种兵。
There are all kinds of soldiers.
在芝加哥有个教会，他们教会贴了一个标语。
And one of the churches in Chicago, they have the slogan.
不是精兵，精良的兵啊，不是精兵，就是逃兵。
If they are not good soldiers, then you are deserter.
不是逃兵就是散兵。
Yeah, not a deserter, maybe a paratrooper.
散兵不是跳伞的哈，是松散的伞。
That's not a paratrooper, but the one that carries the umbrella.
有一次我在他们教会讲到。
One time I gave sermon that preached there.
我说啊，我忍不住啊，会画蛇添足，再加一句。
So I can't stand it. I do something redundant like putting legs on a serpent.
不是散兵就是抵押兵，是冰棒啊。
If you are not the one that carry umbrella, then you are just a popsicle.
有的基督徒呢，没有错，逃兵碰到责任就跑掉了。
Some Christians are deserters because they face the hardship, they fled.
也有的基督徒呢，像是散兵，要他做什么同工，聚会十点半开始，他10:45才到。
Some of them just carry a lot of excuses. They never measure up to their responsibilities.
可是有一种基督徒更糟糕。
But there is a worse kind yet.
那像抵押兵冰棒一样。
That's like popsicle.
不必试炼，太阳晒就会化了。
Give a little sunshine and melt.
所以难怪风平浪静。
No wonder they live a pretty peaceful life.
在神看来，这是朽木不可雕也。
To God, it is a piece of something that's alive.
在魔鬼看来，不必试炼，何必大费手脚呢？太阳一晒就化掉了。
To the devil, it's not even worth the effort to test you.
所以，当你一无试炼的时候，我实在有点担心是怎么回事儿。
When you have not any trial, I really worry about you. Does anybody care about you?
因此，真正的一个基督徒，当他有活泼盼望的时候
，When a true Christian have a living hope.
他是大有喜乐的，他好像被挑选去参加准备1996年亚特兰大奥运那个金牌的训练营里面去一样。
Maybe he has been selected to go to 1996 Atlanta Olympics and a training camp for a gold medalist.
有3年多的苦日子在等他呢。
There are three years of hardship awaiting him.
但一方面，他认为这是一个荣耀。
One side consider that to be an honor.
因为不是每一个人都可以接受这个训练的。
Not everybody will be picked.
我被选上了。
I'm selected.
在这个试炼之中呢
？In this trial,
还有一个盼望，1996年的金牌可能就是我的。
There's a hope that I may get the gold medal in 1996.
所以那是大有喜乐的事情。
So this is an occasion to be a great joy.
今年7月，我到加州一个教会去讲道。
In the California church in July.
讲到之前，诗班献诗。
Before the sermon, a choir sang.
我就发现诗班里面有一个人有一个 shiny face， 就是脸会发光的。
And there's one in the choir that have a real shiny countenance.
很多时候诗班唱诗脸上是没有光的。
A lot of times the choir sing, they seem to be of no joy.
今天诗班唱得很好。
Today,
那天在这个加州的诗班，只有一个 shining face， 只有一个人脸上有光的。
There's only one whose face shone.
然后我看到这个姊妹的时候呢，哎，我记得似曾相识。
And I saw her and remember seeing her before.
聚完会，她过来跟我谈话。
After the meeting, she came to talk to me.
她讲几句话，我就想起来了。
After a few sentences, I made me remember something of the past.
去年他们教会的夏令会，我去讲道。
I preached in the summer retreat the year before, last year.
那么那个姊妹是在那一次夏令会才信主。
Because she was saved in that meeting.
她也跟我太太谈到她家庭中的难处。
She talked to my wife and myself about the hardship in their family.
她的先生在台湾有了外遇。
The husband had a little bit of infidelity problem in Taiwan.
在台湾，他有另外一个女人，而且最近刚刚生了一个小孩。
Not only that, but between them, they have a child.
他自己四十来岁。
And only she's only a little bit past 40.
他有一个快要读大学的儿子。
She had a son that's about to go to college.
所以他当然在这种痛苦的当中。
In such painful situation.
但是他决定接受耶稣成为他生命的主。
But she decided to receive Jesus as the Lord of her life.
一年多以后，我见到他。
I met her a year later.
所以我刚我看到他在唱诗的时候，他是整个诗班里面笑容笑得最甜的。
And I saw her and of the whole choir, she's the one that the sweetest smile.
他要我带一句话给我的太太。
She wanted me to bring some words to my wife.
他说从人来看，我的苦难还没有过去。
She said from human view, my hardship hasn't passed yet.
可能甚至也可以说，恐怕是越来越糟了。
Possibly it's worsening.
但在我里面，我却有一种说不出来的喜乐。
Within me, there's an indescribable joy.
我不知道事情的结局叫最后会怎么样。
I don't know how would the end be like.
但是我相信神必有恩典。
But I believe God will have sufficient grace for me.
当然，我相信他的难处，神会帮他解决。当我看到他的时候，我深深地感觉到这样的人就是一个有活泼盼望的人。他的试炼还没有过去，正好这边所说的，他在百般的试炼中暂时是忧愁的。但他却有大有喜乐，看起来是一个矛盾的，但是是一个基督徒常常有的经验。因为我们有活泼的盼望，所以一个基督徒的信心既然被试验，就好像比金子还要宝贵，还要恒久。
So that's why a Christian being tested may be tougher than gold being refined by fire.
第二个方面，我们谈到盼望会对于基督徒的生活行为带来影响的。
Second, we want to talk about what kind of influence the trial brings to a Christian's life.
我们看第一章第十三节。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 1.Verse 13.
我们要从十三节看到第十六节。
Reading from verses 13 to 16.
他说：“所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说：你们要圣洁，因为。”我是圣洁的。既然圣经里面提到一件事情，要专心盼望。
Here we talk about hope, living in the hope with dedication.
在十三节看起来有三个动词。
There are three verbs in verse 13.
一个是提到要约束你们的心。
First we talk about putting discipline to our heart.
第二个提到要谨慎自守。
Second, to be very careful and prepared.
第三个是专心盼望。
Third, for the full heart and hope.
在希腊文其实只有一个动词。
But in the original Greek version, there is just one verb.
那就是盼望。
That is hope.
另外两个分词 participle, 就是一个要约束。
The other two participles say to be restricting oneself.
就是要约束你的心。第二个分词呢，就是要自守。
That is to uphold yourself.
换句话说，一个专心盼望的人，他附带着有两个表现。
There is one who has dedicated hope. They have two appearance actions.
既然是专心盼望，他就会约束自己的心。
As he put all his hope, all his strength to hope.
什么叫约束你们的心呢？
What do you mean by that?
中文圣经约束你的心下面有小字，那是原文原来的意思。
In the Chinese Bible, there are little fine print. That's what the original version meant to say.
原来的意思就是束上心中的腰。
That's the girt, the weight of one's heart.
其实它的意思是中东的人都穿长袍的。
Because people living in the Middle East, they have long robes.
所以当他做事情的时候，他就要把腰带束起来。
So, when they do a menial work, they must gird their gown.
所以约束你的心，如果用现代的话来翻译的话呢？
If we put it in a modern context,
那就是说卷起你的袖子来准备干活了。
It's more likely we say roll up your sleeve to work.
所以工作要开始了，所以准备。
So before the work, you must be prepared.
既然你专心的盼望，那你就什么东西都要准备好。
As you put all your heart in hope, so you must prepare.
第二个是提到要谨慎自守。谨慎自守的意思呢，是代表说，你要随时注意事情要发生了。
That means you must be prepared for things to happen at any time.
所以不要乱跑，不要乱走。
So do not run aimlessly or walk aimlessly.
专心盼望的人，他就是这样的一种心态的。
The one who put all his heart in hope.
有一次，有一个台湾的旅客到大陆去探亲。
One time, the tourist from Taiwan to go visit his relatives in the mainland.
他要到东北的哈尔滨去。
He wanted to go Harbin to visit his relatives.
他先到了北京，玩了几天。
So he went to Beijing and do the tourist thing for a few days.
然后他从北京坐飞机到哈尔滨。
So he boarded a plane for Harbin from Beijing.
他的飞机是9点，所以他8点钟就到了机场。
The flight time was 9, so he got to the airport at 8.
办好了登机的手续。在那里等飞机。
So he had gone through all pre-boarding procedures, waiting to board.
到了9:15，没有下落，飞机好像没有来。
Okay, 9:15, there's no plane yet.
所以有一个旅客就跑去柜台问服务小姐说：“小姐，飞机来了没有？”
So one of the passengers went to the counter to ask the lady there if there was the airplane.
中国民航的小姐看着他，来了不会告诉你们，没告诉你就是没来呀。
Because typical answer, if it comes, then I'll tell you. If I didn't tell you, so it's not here.
对，那个旅客赶快坐下来，再从此就没有人敢去问了。
So he quickly sat down, nobody dared to inquire any further.
可是10点的飞机的旅客也已经开始登，在办这个报到手续了。
The one who's going to board the 10 o'clock passenger came and they started to go through the pre-boarding procedure.
10:15了，第二班飞机也没有下落。
In 10:15, the next flight and no news either.
但11点的飞机的旅客又来了。
So then came the people for the flight departing at 11.
到了12:15的时候，已经有4班飞机的旅客在候机室都要去哈尔滨。
And came 12:15, there were people for about 4 flights all wanted to go to Harbin.
终于开始广播了。
Finally, there was broadcast.
各位旅客，因为不知道什么原因，到哈尔滨的飞机都没有来。
Dear passengers, we don't know for whatever reason, all the planes that is departing from Harbin haven't arrived yet.
中国民航有一个绰号。
There's a nickname that CAC is called.
中国民航英文简称叫做 CAAC， 他们称它为 China Airline Always Cancel.
That needs no translation.
中国民航常常就是取消班机的，所以他说飞机没有来，请各位旅客到餐厅先吃饭，飞机来了会告诉你们的。
So they have another favorite saying: the airplane hasn't come yet, so please go to cafeteria and eat.
五六百个旅客就一起都挤到餐厅去了。
So several hundred passengers will go to the cafeteria.
那台湾旅客当然就跟着大家走，去排队去了。
The innocent abroad follow them.
排了很久，好像动都没动一下。
The queue was long, but there seemed no movement.
他就看到有2-3个这个好像是大陆本地的人，也没有排队，就晃晃晃就晃到前面去了。
So a couple of people looked like they were the local people just cutting the line.
隔了一阵，这几个人又晃回来了。
a few moments later, these people who are butting the line came back.
每个人手上拿着一个馒头。
Each one had a steam bun.
因为这一排队的人都是要买菜、买汤，这个 cafeteria 要买自助餐的。那几个人每一个人拿个馒头就回来了。
Because all those other people want to have a full meal, but they just had a couple of steam buns.
12:30.
At 12:30.
忽然间开始广播了。
Another broadcast came.
各位旅客，9:10, 10:11, 12:00的飞机全到了。
Well, thank you, all passengers. All of your airplanes have arrived.
在机场等着各位，15分钟之内上飞机，遇时不候。
We'll wait for you at the gate for 15 minutes, and we will wait no further.
整个餐厅都爆炸了。
The cafeteria seems to have exploded.
几百个人什么都没吃到的人，骂得要死。
There are a lot of murmuring among the passengers.
因为大部分中国民航国内线班机是不给任何一点食物的。
Because CAAC never provided meals on board.
骂得最凶的是已经拿了饭、拿了菜、拿了汤的。
The one who were loudest was the one who's already got that food by having to consume it.
捧着一个盘子的菜，15分钟要吃完还要上飞机，这怎么可能呢？
可
是不吃吗？又花了钱买的。那台湾旅客回头一看，那两三个拿着馒头的，悠悠闲闲的就上了飞机
了。
一副是老江湖的样子。
They seem to know their way around.
我就知道嘛，说不准什么时候来就来了。我告诉你，那些拿馒头的人就是懂得什么叫做专心盼望。
These are people know how to be expectant.
现在不是吃大餐的时候。
Now is the time to have not have time to have a square meal.
很多基督徒也常是这样。
Frequently, a lot of Christians are like that.
信了主以后呢，一直等候主再来。
After becoming a Christian, they keep on waiting for the Lord's second coming.
刚信主，每个礼拜都来礼拜天做礼拜。
When they first became Christian, they came to church faithfully.
来了好多次，都发现这班飞机一直没有来啊。
They come many times, they say, just like the flight, the planes never arrive.
然后就到机场外面的这个店里面去 shopping 晃一晃。
So they went out shopping in the stores around the airport.
刚开始还不敢晃太远。
First, they were not gone too far away.
后来呢，越晃越远了。
Gradually, they got farther and farther away.
告诉你，如果你6个月不来的话，有一天教会搬家你都不知道。
Let me tell you, if you've been absent for 6 months, maybe when you come back, the church will move. You don't even know.
很多基督徒常常是如此。
A lot of Christians are frequently like this.
如果你真正盼望。
If you are really
你的生活行为应该是不一样。
Your life and your deed should be different.
真正懂得专心盼望的基督徒呢？
The one who really know for all their heart and waiting.
他不会放纵私欲。
They will not be living a very loose life.
因为圣经上说，那招我们的既然是圣洁，我们所行的就必须圣洁。
So the Bible says, the one who calls us is holy, so we must also be holy.
我们之所以敢胡作非为，就是因为我们不懂得什么叫做专心盼望。
Because we did whatever we please, because we didn't know what it's meant to be.
专心盼望的人一定是谨慎自守的人。
The one who has been waiting for full heart, they will know how to behave themselves.
他也是懂得约束自己心的人。
They know how to discipline their heart.
同时，谨慎自守还包含另外一个意思。
There's another meaning to this.
谨慎自守，它英文有时候用 sober mind， 就是一个清醒的头脑。
Sometimes we use the word say sober minded and so clear head.
我们盼望主再来。
We're waiting for the Lord to come.
但是不要被冲昏了头脑。
Don't let that muddle your mind.
不要常常听人家说。去年是说1992年10月28号要来了，你就相信了。
Last year somebody say in 1992 and October 28th show.
最近的新版本是听说1994要来。
The newest edition to say you're coming in 1994.
如果你真的相信，那你就别嫁人算了，反正快来了，何必呢？
If you really believe that, maybe you won't get married because it's unnecessary.
要有清醒的头脑，不要被迷惑。
You must be sober-minded so not to be misguided.
我们在一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
We must be holy in everything we do.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
神也要在我们所做的每一件事情上查问我们是不是圣洁的。
God queries on everything.
圣经上说神是轻慢不得的。若是我们在一些生活行为上不能够见证神的圣洁，神会对我们有极为严厉的管教，因为他是圣洁的，他要我们也成为圣洁的人。所以一个真正有活泼盼望的人，他的生活行为是有显著的不同的。最后一点，这个盼望会带来什么呢？
Finally, what does hope bring us?
这个盼望会带来一种传福音的机会。
It'll bring us an opportunity to spread the gospel.
我们看彼得前书第三章第十四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 14.
我们从十四节看到第十五节。
We read in Chinese from the verse 14 to 15.
在彼得前书338页第三章的第十四节十五节。
14 to 15.
他说：“你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。”只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。他提到说，若这个有人问你们心中盼望的缘由的时候，这就是一个传福音的机会。
Somebody asks you the reason of your hope, of your worry. This is the opportunity for you to share the gospel.
真正有活泼盼望的人，人家会看出你的盼望。
Because the one who really have a living hope, some people will see your hope.
而且在别人都一无指望的时候，你居然还有盼望，就成为一个极大的吸引力。
Because when people are in a hopeless world, you have hope. This is a great attraction for others.
在中国大陆，听说在甘肃有一个弟兄。
And in Gansu province, there's a brother.
他非常的爱主，他常常去传福音。
He loved the Lord dearly, so frequently he'd go on to preach the gospel.
因此他在工作的单位受到很多的迫害。
So he was severely persecuted at his job.
他的工作呢，从很好的、很高的职位一直被降，然后一直被调到更远、更不好的工作。
From a very nice job, he kept on being promoted and getting to worse jobs.
最后他被派的工作呢，去扫厕所。
Finally, he got a latrine duty.
他虽然是一个知识分子，但是被派去扫厕所。
Though he was intellectual, but he was got demoted to the worst kind of job.
有外地的信主的弟兄去探访他。
There were outside Christians there to visit him.
一方面很同情他，一方面想要安慰他。
They commiserated with him and tried to comfort him.
可是这个弟兄呢，非常快乐。
But he was quite happy.
他一点都没有忧伤。
There seems to be no grief in him.
他说：“哎呀，感谢主，太好了！我这个工作太好了。”
He said, "Thank the Lord, this is a really great job."
那个弟兄说：“啊，为什么很好呢？扫厕所怎么是好事呢？”
The comforting brother asked him, "What's that so good about being on the train duty?"
他说：“因为你知道，我以前都要去找人家，去跟人家传福音。”
He said, "In the past, I had to seek people out to give them the gospel."
现在没有一个人不来我这儿，没有一个人不上厕所的。因为大陆落后的地方都只有公共厕所的，家里是没厕所的。所以现在全村子没有一个人不每天到我这里来报道的。
So of the whole village, there's not one thing and not paying a visit to this little train.
所以现在传福音的机会太多了，忙不来呀。
So he said, that great opportunity to share the gospel. I'm just so busy doing that.
而且每个人看到我、认识我的人都觉得，哎呀，你很可惜啊，怎么样？
So all those people who know me say, what a pity you get stuck in that job.
可是看到我笑眯眯的样子，人家都觉得你还能笑得出来呀、啊。
请翻转过来继续听。
每一个人都有机会传福音。
So all of them ask me this, so I have an opportunity to share gospel with each one of them.
自从我调到这里以来，因为这样的缘故，信主的人比以前多几十倍啊。
He said, ever since I got exiled here, because of this, people I can reach and convert have been many times over in the past.
像这样的人，什么事情也不会让他不快乐。
With such attitude, such kind of people, nothing can make them unhappy.
所以，如果你真正心中有盼望，别人会看出来的。
Because if you have real hope in your heart, people would see it.
当然，倒过来也是对的。
Converse, the converse is true too.
你可以嘴巴说有盼望，看你的脸色，实在没什么盼望。
You may say you have hope, but looking at your face, there's really none.
我看过很多基督徒啊，这个唱喜乐的歌的时候是愁眉苦脸的唱吧。
I saw a lot of Christians singing joyful hymns that they had really a problem.
这看到那个苦瓜脸就很怀疑，是喜乐吗？我都不知道是不是喜乐。
Looking at the face, I wonder what they are really singing that joyful song. Mean it?
我们称它为叫做 body language, 就是肢体语言。
And they give us a different kind of body language.
你的脸是一种叫做 non-verbal communication, 非语言的这种传达方法。
Because your face shows how you feel.
一个真正有盼望的人，别人会看出来的。
Because the one with true hope can be seen by others.
所以当别人问你心中盼望的缘由的时候，
When people ask you the reason for your hope in your heart,
你要常做准备。
You must be frequently prepared.
假如给你两分钟，请问你要说什么？
Say you were given 2 minutes. What are you going to say?
你要先准备啊。
So you must be prepared.
但一问你，你就说哦，这我说不出来，我带你找庄主义好了。
I shouldn't be like this. I can't say that, but I will bring it to someone else.
来不及了，两分钟，你要说什么
？It's too late. You just give me given 2 minutes.
常做准备。
So be prepared always.
然后以温柔敬畏的心来回答个人。
With humility and also a reverent heart to answer.
一个真正有盼望的人对别人是有很强的感染力的。
The one who really has hope, he has a lot of influential power on others.
因为这个世代实在已经没有太多事情可以让我们有盼望。
Because this time, there are a lot of things, there are not too many things to give us hope.
一个基督徒生命最高的境界不是在他处于顺利的情况下。
Because the epic of Christian life is not when everything is going well.
而是当他在逆境的时候才能够显出他生命的境界。不是在他被人称赞的时候，而是在他受毁谤的时候。所以当一个基督徒能够在这样的情况下良心无愧，那些即使是诬赖我们的或者是毁谤我们的人，他们会自己觉得惭愧的。
They will put shame to those who defame or who mistreated us.
成为一个基督徒，我们并不是想要避去一切的灾祸。
To be a Christian is not for avoidance of problems.
而是要得到一种生命。
But to receive one kind of life.
那种生命是即使在患难中，即使在受到打击的情况下，我们仍然能够常有喜乐。
That is even in hardship.Even in trouble, we still be full of joy.
这个是耶稣基督所要赏赐给我们的。
This is the award that Jesus will give us.
也是成为基督徒的特权。
This is a privilege of a Christian.
你愿意得到这样的生命吗？
Are you willing to receive such life?
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
当我祷告的时候，我特别邀请我们当中一些心里有感动的朋友们。
Especially as those who have been moved inside.
你可以在你心中跟我一起祷告。
You can pray with me in your heart.
接受
这位神成为你心中的主。
To receive this God to be the heart, the Lord of your heart.
好让这个盼望也成为你的盼望。
So that this hope may be your hope too.
我们在天上的父神。
Our Father in heaven.
我们来到你的面前。
We come before you.
感谢你借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
We thank you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
使我们得到这个新的生命。
To give us this new life.
使我们能够得到这种活泼的盼望。
So that we can receive this living hope.
我来到你的面前。
I come before you.
我愿意接纳你。
I'm willing to receive you.
求你住在我的心中。
Ask you to live in my heart.
让我能够得到这个重生的生命。
So that I may receive this life of being born again.
让我能够得到这活泼的盼望。
So that I may receive this living hope.
使我能够在百般的试炼中仍然大有喜乐。
So that I may be full of joy in all kind of hardship.
也让我能够常常学习约束自己的心，谨慎自守。
So that I can frequently learn to discipline my heart to be careful.
而且让我因着这样的盼望，能够有机会向人介绍这个福音。
So that let me to because of this hope, so that we have I use the opportunity to share the gospel with others.
引导我走这一生的道路。
Lead me in my life's path.
好让我能够有机会见证你自己的恩典。
So give me an opportunity to witness of your opportunity.
垂听我在你面前的祷告。
Hear my prayer in front of you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.